da 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 dude, like,
I woke up with that in my head.
I don't know if I had no expectations or if I just didn't think, but this, like, I couldn't ask for this to be any better. This was, these two episodes were so good. Can you, do you agree? Come on.
It's exactly as we remembered it.
But, like, streamlined and better.
Yeah, it's, right? but the way we remembered it, it's, this is actually better than what it once was.
Yeah, they took all the episodes, they watched what they did, and then they said, what's the best part about this? And here's here's the best part about the X-Men. Family drama.
Mm-hmm.
Weird romance.
Right.
Action.
Yeah.
Constant.
Bizarre love triangles.
Yeah, bizarre love triangles, plot, constant plot twist. And every episode is going to give you a zig and a zag. And these two give you this, like, just did everything so well. Almost to the point where I got emotional. And we'll talk more about that later. But again, like, you can't, they hit this out the park. And I don't know why they're not amping this up more. They should be advertising this and making a big stink about it and making this the biggest thing ever, because it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. And this is way to go. This is the way they need to go.
They're doing a lot. They're doing a lot with it on the socials. They've got, they've added a new Instagram account called Previously on X-Men.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Even so Marvel going Snap after is it. Doing it. Yeah, Marvel
Snap. Oh, Marvel Snap's doing it? Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing an event called X-Men versus Avengers right now.
So, cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, so they're doing some stuff, but, like, just the sheer success of this is so good. Now, I do have some gripes, and we'll get to those, but overall, I can't complain too much. This is perfect. Like, I was watching the first two episodes, and I was like, I would sit here and watch all of them right now. So thank God they don't. Thank God I would just sit there all day. So, but yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch this. It'll be fun to talk to you about it. I cannot wait.
I do wonder why they decided to drop two at once, because they don't need to go together, I don't think.
They're strong episodes, and both episodes are doing different things. Like, the first episode is introducing us, so there was some kind of cringe stuff where it's kind of like, there's a lot of talking. But then the second episode was just raw, in your face. Magneto, let's do this. Like, that is, you need the second episode to really punch in and really give a lot more drama. So I'm glad they gave both of us, like, they giving them both of putting out both of them was perfect.
I do like how the first episode is kind of like the debut episode of the original series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you, like, got a lost mutant, you've got sentinels in a way. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and, like, my favorite part, and this is where I knew the show was going to hit it, is when Scott's on the ground and they took off his visor and everything. He's like, "No, please don't!" And he's not, and it's awesome. Like that. Okay.
Yeah, they did. Know. They did that. That's a callback to the original series where he did the same thing. There's another callback in the original series. Jubilee says, "You know, it's not my fault. I was born this way." We talked about that last week. But this time, Roberto says basically those lines. He says, "You know, I was born this way."
Yeah,
yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Really good. And of course, you know who Roberto is?
Sunspot. He's Sunspot.
So that's gonna be
one of my favorite cards in Marvel Snap.
Yeah, and we did talk. I did predict,
and that's the only way that I know Sunspot.
Predict that since Magneto was coming back, that we have some new mutants, and Sunspot is a new mutant. So,
yeah,
I nailed it. So let's kind of go down the show. Look, I got some show notes. So let's just help us with our conversation. Let's hit the show notes and talk about everything. So we got Sunspot, and also we had Master Mold showed up, and again, that's a callback to the original comic.
I was wondering what they were saying. I couldn't really. What's Master Mold?
Well, Master Mold from the comics is a big sentinel that birthed little sentinels. That's basically what it is. So that sentinel creature, that sentinel can create more. And so, again, we talked about this a little bit, but I talked to you about House of X, the graphic novel and the stories they've been putting out a couple of years now, how the X-Men were dealing with, like...
Scarlet Witch in it, right? House of X?
No, kind of. That was House of M. So House of X is a little bit different. House of X was when all the mutants took over Krakow and let be a mutant haven, which they're kind of doing in the show, in the cartoon. But the X-Men dealt with the Sentinels, and it's really interesting how in the comics they connected generative AI, artificial intelligence, and the idea was that
are you banging your table?
Oh, I'm sorry. As long as artificial intelligence, because I was trying to make a point, when artificial intelligence shows up, it always tries to kill the X-Men because it creates Sentinels and stuff like that. And so I think that's a storyline they're going to pull off because Jean had that sort of vision. And I think the Sentinels are going to be a whole thing. Right. You better prepare yourself for a Days of Future Past episode because it's coming.
As long as it's good. As long as it's good. Yeah.
What else in the first episode? What else in the first episode did you think about caught your eye?
It's kind of they kind of blur together since they released them back to back.
I think the stress that Scott was having as being the leader of the X-Men was really interesting, and I like the idea.
I think it's interesting how he's not annoying as much as he was in the original animated series. No,
completely agree. I liked him. I like
he's kind of cool in this.
Yeah, I like this character a lot, and the voice acting helps, but also just. He's making the right decisions. He's thinking the right ways. Mm-hmm. I like if you watch him use his powers. It's pretty rad. Like when he was fighting in those goons, he was shoot his optic blast. It would push him, and he used that to move.
Right.
And of course, when he jumped out the plane and like just blasted the ground so he landed, that was like the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Actually, it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't he do something like that in the introduction? Actually.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and listen,
there's kind of like eye surfing.
Yeah, and there's a big Cyclops fan base out there. You can go to Reddit. Yeah. I forget what it's called, but people love Cyclops as a character. It's a huge thing. Right. So I think he's being represented very well.
Yeah, for sure.
And also, I mean, let's look at all the drama, man. You got Wolverine, you got crushing on Jean, but she's pregnant with Scott's baby. Mm-hmm. You got Rogue, but she can't touch Gambit, you know? It's like the first episode has a lot of great drama in it.
But she can touch
Magneto. Yeah, we'll get that later. Yeah. And just the final battle with the Master Mold, and I'm so glad they gave Storm such a big highlight in the first episode. Like, she was...
No doubt. She was... power. Yeah.
It's like... Mm-hmm. And, like, Storm's one of my fan... I love Storm. I absolutely love Storm as an X-Men. I always have. And I think a lot of fans... We're probably thinking the same thing, that if Scott and Jean would leave, Storm would take over. I mean, they were kind of alluding to that, but then McNeil showed up. And, of course, the tragedy of what happens in episode two, where she loses her powers. That was a shock to me. I did not know that the show was going to do that. But it's just opened the door for her to come back later, repowered. And just when they need her, she's going to show back. So don't get it twisted. But I do want to address real quick that a black woman... have like losing her powers or losing her abilities because of racism and bigotry just hit home in a weird way for me. I think the show did a lot of weird things. Like, so the show, when they were rioting against the UN, that looked a lot like January 6th.
Right.
The people doing it looked like January 6th to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They called it an insurrection at the end. They said they quelled the insurrection. They weren't, they were not shying away from the illusion of January 6th. Right. And I'm glad they didn't do that. They hit straight in the head.
Absolutely.
They did a really good job of that.
Yep.
Anyway.
Totally agree.
What did you think about the sex? So what do you think about the twist at the end with Magneto taking over the school? What did you think? What did you think of the outfit?
Magneto's outfit? Magneto looks dope in this.
Yeah, I know.
He looks really good. I like the big helm on his chest. I like that. He's not wearing the helmet. Doesn't need to since Charles is gone.
The voice actor is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And like just his powers, he's like he feels like Magneto when you see him. His powers are pretty.
We haven't strong. Really he's gotten any job. Like super cool Magneto moments, to be honest. Well, I mean the helicopter scene was pretty cool.
The helicopter scene was awesome when like he destroyed the UN and put them in basically low Earth orbit. That was pretty rad. I mean, come on, Mike. What are you talking about?
I guess. Okay, I guess. Picking up a piece of the planet and going into orbit. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was pretty rad.
Right. Right.
Just his sheer force and abilities. Magneto was really good. I love when Storm was like, "You take that claw, give Magneto back his powers." Blah blah blah. Listen to me. Like that was like, yeah, I love that. That's that voice acting Storm. That's exactly the Storm we want. And it's so interesting how they give us the Storm we want, and then she loses her powers. It's like, man, mm-hmm. What are you doing? But that's exactly what the show knows to do. Drama, drama, drama.
Right. Right.
You got Rogue. Kiss and face with Magneto. Like, what is going on with that? It's crazy. Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
so they hint at them having romances in the past. What can you tell us about that we missed?
I didn't read the X-Men when this happened, but her and Magneto spent some time in the Savage Land a long time ago, and they were a couple. And so, yeah, it was a whole thing. So it was an Uncanny X-Men something, but when Jim Lee first came in. They had some drama in the comics. And so that's cool. We're probably going to go to Savage Land at some point if that's alluded to. But yeah, they were a couple. They were a whole thing. I'm not really sure how they're going to address it. But I liked it.
There were several moments where you can sense where she's like, first she's like, hey, let's give him a chance, you know, and they the camera shows Gambit and just his reaction.
Yep.
And
yep.
I mean, the show, it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. The show did such a good job highlighting their romance the first episode. And then they brought in a problem for them the second episode. Nothing's safe, Mike. There's going to be a problem all the time with the show. Every 5 seconds, there's going to be something to deal with. And that's exactly what they need to do. It's going to be more of a soap opera than it is going to be an action superhero show, which is just fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely flavors of the original animated series, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I do have some gripes. I have one gripe.
What's your gripe?
Did you notice the animation inconsistencies?
What do you mean? I didn't notice anything.
It's hard to explain. There would be scenes where the X-Men cartoon looks like it's produced by one group of people, and then the scenes where it looks like this group is produced from a second group of people. It looks like there's two teams. Like, one team is doing stuff for action, and one team is doing stuff for just regular stuff. I can't describe it. But if you really look hard, you can see these subtle, and I think most people don't care, but you can see that the animation just isn't consistent throughout. You didn't notice that at all?
I didn't notice that, actually. I'll have to take a second look at it or pay attention to it in the third episode.
Yeah. You can kind of see, like, it looked a lot of... It had
I'm sure there are multiple teams working on it, yeah.
Some of the stuff had a Japanese animation feel to it.
I didn't get any of that?
Mm-hmm. I gotta check it out, but they did not feel consistent to me, and I could easily tell the difference where I saw it. It's not enough to bug me. But it is enough to kind of make me think, what's going on with this? What's going on here? But other than that, it's not that big a deal.
They definitely ratcheted down the quality of the animation to fit a little bit more with the original series.
But not enough to be annoying.
Yeah, they gave themselves a little bit more breathing room.
Yes.
It's definitely better.
It's 4K high def. You know,
oh, yeah, right.
So 4K, high def, widescreen, it looks way better.
I will say, I got my kids to watch this with me.
They like it?
And my son spent almost the entire time complaining about the animation, how stupid it looked, and how how it looked like it was 10 frames a second.
So, what did your daughter say?
She was better, but neither one stuck around for the second episode.
What do they want? What do these young people want? Wait, what do they care about? Do they care about
anything? They're big into anime, so...
Do they have any love in their life? Do they have any desires and fears? Like,
this looks old to them.
How can you not watch this and enjoy it?
It's old, dude.
That's so stupid. Well, I don't care. I don't want their generation to like it. I hope their generation never feels. I hope their generation never feels love and happiness because it's for me. It's for me and my generation. Yeah. This X-Men 97 is for us, Mike. No one else. If you're 40 and over, this is for you. Disney's making this cartoon.
I mean, it's for sure, right? Right?
Yeah,
they did. We are the target audience.
Yeah, 100%. I don't even care if nobody else likes it. I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, But they did actually watch an episode, so that's something.
That's something.
That's something. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole thing with these like K-dramas. Have you heard of these K-dramas?
Yeah. My wife watches those.
Oh my god, dude.
I used to watch some of them.
How bad are they?
They're bad, dude. They're bad. It's always there's like three problems that every one of them has. Either someone has lost their memory, or someone
that happened. That doesn't happen in real life.
Or someone has been hit by a car or something.
That happens all the time.
Or they have eye cancer.
Eye cancer?
Yeah. Wait, something wrong with their eye. There's something wrong with their eye. A lot of times it's cancer. It makes them go blind or something.
You heard about that one girl in Japan one time, right? That she lost her eye, she lost her sight because she didn't change her she didn't change her contact lenses out. Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that.
Amoebas. Yeah, amoebas ate eyeballs.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yuck.
That might be an urban legend, but it's like one of those like.
Well, they say people that like irrigate their sinuses and wash their eyes, you should not do that with tap water.
Oh yeah, there's stuff in there. Who washes their eyes out?
I don't know. I mean, people with contact lenses, I guess.
Oh. See, that's why you shouldn't wear contact lenses. Wear glasses.
Yeah.
Anyway, prediction time. Mike, you want prediction time?
Did you have a second gripe? Or what was your second gripe?
I did have a second gripe, but I don't know what the second gripe was.
Okay.
Just one gripe. You ready for predictions or not?
Let's see.
Yeah, okay.
No. We got to talk about, someone shows up at the end of this episode. At the end of the second episode.
Yeah. And there's I'll give
you. It just looks like another Jean Grey. I don't know who this is.
Now, if you know this, Mike,
does Jean Grey have a twin sister?
No, at the very beginning, at the title screen, you saw Morph, right?
Yeah.
Now, remember that there was a sinister laugh, and it was Mr. Sinister kind of like in the background. Did you see that?
I don't know that. Uh-uh.
Okay, well, it's Mr. Sinister is an X-Men villain. And he cloned Jean Grey at some point and replaced her, and her name is Madeline Pryor. Madeline Pryor actually has Scott's baby, not Jean Grey.
Whoa, okay.
So the question is the Jean that we've been hanging out with for two episodes Jean Grey, or is it Madeline Pryor?
That's
what this third episode is going to be about. And I guarantee you it's definitely going to be a mess. It's going to be crazy. Cray, cray, cray. It'll be super fun.
So when did this Jean Grey get slipped into the mix? Like how?
Around the Phoenix Saga.
Oh, okay. And that did happen. That did happen in the original animated series.
Yeah, and remember they alluded to it in episode 2 because she was holding the old costume.
Right.
So yeah, they're going to do it. They're going to talk about it. And if they talk about Madeline Pryor, and they're talking about Nathan, they're talking about Cable. And so we're going to get some time traveling.
Nathan is the name of their baby.
Yeah, Nathan is Cable from the comics.
And Nathan Summers is Cable?
Yes, and he's got to go into the future. And that's going to happen, which is going to be rad. So I can't wait
for that. Cable and Bishop mixed up.
That's fair. They're both old guys with guns, so that's fair. Right. And they're time travelers. They're both time travelers. But I'm glad they brought in Bishop in this episode, because there's gonna be some time traveling involved. It's gonna be really good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it. And the whole thing with Cable, with Nathan Cable, Sinister, Madeline Pryor, because Sinister wanted Scott and Jean to have a baby because he thought that their child would be strong enough to defeat who?
Magneto?
No, Apocalypse. Apocalypse. We've talked about this. Do you take notes during class? Like, do you write down?
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what's going to happen. We're going to get Apocalypse at some point. I'm not. You're playing, aren't you?
Is he a celestial?
No, Mike. We've talked about that. You're playing. You know who Apocalypse is.
I don't know who Apocalypse is.
You do. We watched a movie, X-Men Apocalypse. You watched the movie. Oh, you said you did.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh my God, Mike, come on.
I know that we watched that movie. I'm trying to remember who the bad guy was.
Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. That he was actually one of the better villains. How did I forget him? That movie was pretty bad.
If you're listening and you want to be a host on the Super Slideshow podcast, please send Mike your resume. He needs to go and be a host to replace me.
No, we gotta have me here to ask you all these questions.
Requisite skills. You need to be have a patience like Methuselah and know about comics anyway. So Apocalypse Squad show up. We're probably gonna get
That was a bad movie.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't great. We're probably gonna get a lot of
But Apocalypse was good. Apocalypse was good. So how's he fit in here then?
Well, it's fated that Apocalypse will take over the world. So the idea is in one of the futures, in a future, Apocalypse takes over the world.
Okay.
And then Cable, it leads a band of a group of people to try.
Oh, okay. So Cyclops and Jean Grey, they believe that their kid is the only person they can defeat.
They don't know anything about this.
Oh, this is Mr. Sinister believes that their kid is the only one that can defeat Apocalypse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's going to be a whole thing. Anyway. I'm really looking forward to this. Like, I was super surprised how good this was. And if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's broke a record. Hang on, let me actually look this up.
It was like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that even possible?
It's pretty rare.
Let me check real quick.
excuse me. Pretty rare.
It is 100% right now. That's crazy. And I agree with it. How can you not? It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. There's no. I mean, even Morph. Morph was annoying in the original, and he's pretty cool in this one.
Yeah, you know. Well, first of all, Morph is not a he. It's a they.
Sorry. Yeah.
They are they. And I like that.
They're non-binary.
Yeah, I know some people are like, whatever. Like, if you could change your look to be a man or a woman or whatever you want, then you can't really have a gender. So just calm the hell down. Like, just calm down. Like,
right.
You can't say, oh, listen, shapeshifters have to have gender. No, they don't. Like, what are you talking about? Like, gender's a weird thing anyway. Like, if I could shapeshift, I'd be a woman in a second. Like,
well, I mean, Morph is definitely gender fluid.
Yeah, of course. So. And I like the fact that they change all over the place. So, and it's a good thing that they did that. I'm glad they did.
I think that's a good change. That's a good change. Too.
100% Rotten Tomatoes. And like, listen, guys, check it out. Watch this movie and watch this show and get other people to do it. And I think Disney Plus needs to be listening to this and understanding that their animation, you know, production stuff, if it works on the level for X-Men 97, we need X-Men 98. We need X-Men 99. We need X-Men 2000. Give us those every year.
Oh, man, X-Men 2000. That would be awesome.
That would be rad. X-Men 2000. Or, you know, yeah. So they can have a lot of fun with
that. X-Men 2000 would be good because they should actually... but never mind. I'm off by 20 years.
Yeah, you are. We are. Please remember that. Please remember that the year 2000 was 23 years ago.
Yes, yeah, I'm off by a lot.
anyway.
Hey, who's the executioner?
He's just a B-list comic villain. Like, he just is exactly what you saw in the show. That's what he is in the comics. He just kills it. He kills mutants, but he uses certain different weapons to do it. So it's just a whole thing. But yeah,
so that's the guy with the bird mask,
bird head, yeah, the bird mask. Yes, him. So yeah,
Friends of Humanity, is that from the comics or is that made up for the show?
You know what? I don't know. Hang on. I think it might be specific to the cartoon. I'm going to find out in a second. Friends of Humanity.
I kept seeing FOX. I'm like, what is that?
It is from the comics. Friends of Humanity is from the comics. They came out. They're actually a Captain America villain.
Interesting.
Guess when they first came out?
I'm going to go with the 70s.
X-Men. No, it's X-Men. Uncanny X-Men. 1992.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it feels in this wheelhouse. Yeah.
Yeah. Not too far away from 97.
No. And of course, we talked about a lot of the themes and stuff that mutants and X-Men represent, and the cartoon did not shy away from all of it. Really, really good. Mm-hmm. The one of the most touching things was when Storm and Jean were talking about her having a baby and stuff like that. I thought that was really well done and just soft and nice. And I just think they just did a great job.
Yeah. Any other predictions that you had?
No, predict a lot more drama. Predict, you know, this constant drama winds together. Predict that you might see Iceman. You might see Angel / Archangel. You're going to see a lot more. You're probably going to see more New Mutants show up. And and I, if this show is on the path that I'm thinking, the last episode, episode 10, is going to be a cliffhanger, and it's going to be awesome. So just keep your heads up. It's going to be great. We're going to talk about every episode. It'll be super fantastic. I cannot wait.
How many episodes do you think it's going to be before Roberto comes back?
Oh, like 4 or 5.
You think halfway through?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I feel like the show is going to create the infrastructure for the New Mutants, and if that was smart, they might make a whole spinoff of the New Mutants or Generation X, which was also a comic for a while. So they could do a couple of different things. We'll have to just wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which do you think is Madeline? Do you think the one that knocked on the door is Madeline, or the one that's been there?
I don't know. I have no. If it's comic accurate, then the Jean that we've seen for the last 2 episodes is actually Madeline.
Now, Madeline didn't know that she wasn't Jean Grey, right? She thought she was Jean Grey.
I think she did think she was Jean Grey. I have to check that out. I didn't read the comic about that, but I need to read up on that. I'll read up on that for the listeners and find out more information. But I'm not really sure.
Right, because she seems, you know.
No, she seemed great. It's going to feel like a betrayal when we find out she was a clone.
Right, yeah. Hmm. Wow.
All right, Mike, that's all I got. You got anything else?
I don't have anything else. That's it.
You ready for some news? You have news?
I am ready.
Mike, who is Franklin Richards?
I have no idea.
Franklin Richards is Reed Richards and Susan Storm Richards' son. He is also a mutant, a very powerful mutant.
Does he have a name that we might recognize?
Yes, Franklin Richards.
No, I mean like a superhero name.
Yeah, Franklin Richards. He's a kid. And he's going to be in the Fantastic Four movie, apparently. That'll be fun.
He doesn't become, what's his name?
He doesn't become anything. He's a kid. He has no name or nothing. He's like 10 in the comics. Maybe 15.
All right. Super young.
And in the comics, for some listeners, in the comics, he created an alternate universe where a bunch of superheroes stayed for a while. Heroes Reborn back in the early 2000s or 90s. A long story. I can't even get into it right now, but it was really fun to read. Franklin Richards is very powerful. He's definitely a mutant, which is kind of weird.
He's 10 years old?
He's like a 10, 12. I'm not sure how old he is in the comics, but he's extremely
powerful. And he's very powerful.
And he's a mutant, 100%. Yeah.
Don't mutants usually get their powers around puberty?
Some do, some don't. Some mutants are born with powers that come out automatically. It just depends. Not all mutants. Some mutants express their powers immediately, and some express their powers over time.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, super powerful. So he's going to be in the Fantastic Four movie, which I'm excited about, and hopefully they address the whole mutant thing, and I think it'd be fun. And also
the whole mutant thing.
Well, he's a mutant, so maybe they'll talk more about mutants in the Fantastic Four movie.
Okay.
And this is weird. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but you're not going to like this, but two Disney Plus shows are okay. They're actually been greenlit. We talked a little bit about shows going away, but these two shows are actually coming out, and I didn't know that one of them was a show. Wonder Man and Ironheart. I thought Wonder Man was going to be a movie, but now it's going to be a show. And
I thought Wonder Man was always going to be a show.
I don't know, but I guess they're in editing.
I need a host with the memory over here. Come on.
But they're in the editing phase. So, I mean, they're working on it. They're finished.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to watch it.
I mean, Wonder Man, I can't get over that name.
Yeah. And, you know, you didn't like Ironheart from Black Panther 2, so.
Right. I mean, I was excited when you were describing what the Ironheart show was going to be like. And then I don't know, but just I didn't like her appearance in the Black Panther sequel.
That's fair, but we don't know how it's going to work out. So let's give it a fair shot. Okay?
Maybe it'll be better.
Hopefully, it will be.
If it's not a distraction of the plot of a movie that it's in, maybe it'll be better.
Maybe you know, the more I think about Wakanda Forever, the less I don't like it. I might watch it again to see how I feel. Mm. That's our news. News you can't abuse. Just two short things. No big deal.
Yeah.
So, Mike, We've got a lot of X-Men to talk about. It's going to be super fun. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. So, listeners, we have old episodes of our a discussion about all the X-Men movies. We did all of them. We actually have a preview episode for the X-Men cartoon. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of episodes about just Marvel stuff in general. You should go back, take a look. Mike, is it easy to search for old episodes in the podcast apps and stuff?
That's pretty easy, yeah.
What do you have to do? Just type it in. There you go.
I mean, what are you searching for?
I'm searching for, like, I'll be searching for, I don't know, Apocalypse.
That I don't know. I don't know.
Can you make a? Hey! I'm doing something for the listeners, Mike. In the show notes, can you make a playlist?
What are you talking about?
Just a link, a bunch of links to old episodes.
Oh, links to old episodes. Yeah, I can probably do that.
Yeah. All right. So Mike has agreed, ladies and gentlemen, to and people who don't identify as other genders, to put a little playlist in the show notes so you can go back and listen to our episodes. It'll be fun. Let's make it X-Men specific.
We'll do top three or top five.
Do five at least. Five.
Yeah.
It's just links, Mike. It's just links. You know? So how can our listeners share this glorious work that we're going to do?
Hit that share button. Share button's always there. Share button's your friend. Just hit the share button, share it with people. Say, hey, I know I shared this with you before when I was watching, what were they watching? The Marvels. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you didn't like the Marvels, but you liked this X-Men 97 cartoon. Check out this podcast.
And like, I shared with my IT department at my job a link to an app I need for work. And they said I can't install it in my work computer. They said no. They said that this would that you can't, you know, share files from one device to another device if that device is not a work device. And I was like, what about my iPhone? And what about my iPads? And they were like, well, that's different. And I was like, you guys are full of it. IT department just loves power. They just love power. They don't care. They just say no to say I'm in charge. It's not right. You're in IT. You know it's true.
I don't do that stuff. I don't know.
Anyway, there you go. Share, like,
hit the share button. Share it with people. Leave a review if you can.
Yeah. You know. Leave a review for us. And then go to Rotten Tomatoes and leave a review for X-Men 97 and say how awesome it is.
Yeah. You don't even have to be listening with Apple Podcasts. Just go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review.
Yeah. As long until Apple doesn't exist anymore because they get sued by the government.
Just what I needed.
Their stock went down $75.
Yeah, it went down a lot.
Yeah, it's fine. It's Apple. They have trillions of dollars.
They'll come back.
Yeah, it'd be fine. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week for more X-Men 97.